Hi and welcome to the Rampage on the Airwaves show. This is the first ever Spotlight special, and today on the show we have with us in the studio, whereby studio I mean by the sea, by the bay or whatever.
We have
with us West Grand Boulevard.
Hi.
Well, why not you guys introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Eric.
Hi, I'm Dharma.
Hi, I'm Pierce Brosnan.
I'm Lucy Liu.
I'm Daphne Koo.
Yeah, John, the drummer, he couldn't make it today, so we're just going to do it with the rest of the band.
I'm John!
Alright, so, no, you guys just played just now at the Chiao Chase, we're here at the Esplanade. What do you think, what did you think of the performance just now?
It was fun!
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Great fun.
It was.
So
backbreaking
fun.
And good weather.
Yes, thank God.
The crowd was awesome as well, wasn't it? But
yeah.
No, but I think that since you guys played here at the chill out stage, right? Like no one was standing up and everything, so it was kind of like
way chilled out.
Yeah, it was very contrasting to see like the band and the crowd.
That's cool. They were secretly rocking in their pants.
Yeah.
It's okay. We've seen it before.
I know I was. So let's talk about the history of the band. Okay, let's see.
How did you guys actually come about together and stuff?
We actually started jamming at a studio in Commonwealth. It's called Ang's.
Which
is no longer around, sadly, because it was like the best jamming studio in the West.
Yes. Okay.
Best in the West.
It's not Australia. So, it's not in Dharma's aunt's house.
Yeah, it's not in Dharma's aunt's house. It's not in Australia. It's in Singapore, in Commonwealth. We were all part of different bands at that time. And
yeah,
we just got together because we wanted to make something new. And like something of like somewhat of a break from what we usually do.
Uh-huh.
And it just ended up to go real fast. And myself and Jude are from Dead End.
Uh-huh.
Dharma was from Junk and the Cut.
And Snake Sticks.
And Snake Sticks.
Yeah.
And then John was from Junk and the Cut in another band. Well, Daphne was from All Countries, I'd say.
Well, what about the name of the band? Did you just come about like that, or did you spend a lot of time thinking about it? West Grand Boulevard sounds like a really nice, catchy name, you know?
We were brainstorming for a bit. We had some pretty cool suggestions, like Boy Breaks Heart and Brown Cow.
Okay.
Big Knife.
Big Knife?
Big Knife.
Limo Z.
Yeah, Limo Z.
Okay, N I F.
Pink Panther.
Yeah, you come across all sorts of funny names that you think.
Oh,
yeah.
I know, they really considered it. Spark,
you did?
Scary.
Yeah, we finally settled on West Grand Boulevard. It was something that that all of us were pretty okay with. So.
Yeah, you guys are quite a relatively new band, right? You formed in last year, was it?
Yep. February 2005.
Yeah, so it's only been like 1.5 years and you guys have already released a full-length album.
And shot a music video.
Yeah. So, what I'm trying to get at is what has attributed to the success of West Grand Boulevard in such a short space of time?
In your opinion?
I'd say it was Dharma's determination. Mostly. And also the dynamic that Daphne brought into the band really mattered to, like, especially myself, Jude, and John. Because, I mean, to be honest, Jude and I'm sure we speak for each other, we were really lazy. So the fact that they were able to make us work, and we really love doing what we do.
You guys have a lot of fans as well. Like, I mean, you haven't even had any radio single or whatever, and then you just play gigs and you have quite a decent fan base. I mean,
well, the fan base didn't come from the gigs that much. It came largely from the internet.
Yeah.
We put our music up on the internet early on, and we used that to get ourselves gigs and to start spreading the music even before we did a single show. So the second show that we did, which was the first show that we really advertised, which was Singapore Street Fest 2005, we pulled in a crowd of about 200-300 people.
That's the biggest crowd
at Singapore Street Fest that year.
Talking about gigs, what do you think has been your best gig so far since West Grand Boulevard formed?
Today was a close fight between Today and Babies. Honestly.
Yeah, Today and Babies.
Yeah, I'd like to ask something about you know, Daphne's like pretty new to the band. Like, how did you actually like get her into like this West Grand Boulevard family?
Oh, well, she was already part of the family before West Grand.
Yeah,
she was a long-time friend with us.
Yeah.
So we've known her since she was like 14, right?
Yeah. So you guys just like got her and like, okay, let's just like, you know, you can like join us and stuff.
Well, we were like, you know, let's try it out and see how it goes. And it went well.
But also because we wanted somebody we really knew. We didn't want just, we didn't want to hold like a, like one of those Rockstar in excess competitions.
Yeah.
We just wanted somebody we knew we already could jump.
West Grand Boulevard is up there with the rest of the biggest local bands in Singapore. Do you think that, you know, success has gone, has come easy for you guys if you compare to like other bands who work for years? And
I wouldn't say easy, it came fast.
It came fast, yeah. and it came with a lot of intensity, but I think we put in an equal amount of intensity into being as productive as we could be. I mean, that's why we had to take a break from gigging for like, you know, 2 to 3 months, yeah, just so that we could have enough time to record and all that. It's because we were gigging so intensely before we started recording. And once we started recording, we were recording so intensely that we stopped gigging. And, you know,
so quite extreme.
Yeah, it was, it's like one after another.
So do you think like this is like, you know, it marks like the beginning of a new era for like the local scene, you know, like there's a recent surge in like the interest in local music, you know, like the Suns, Electrico, and then now there's like West Grand Boulevard and stuff like that.
I think Electrico and the Suns and Ronin really, yeah, they really set the stage. They really opened up the possibility of local music. You know, they showed people that local music doesn't always suck.
Yeah,
people
yeah,
have a very definitely filtered vision of what music is like. When they listen to the radio and they watch MTV, all they see is like, you know, the top bands from around the world.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if they went to the US and they attended, you know, your average gig, you would see bands there that suck worse than, you know, like completely unprepared bands in Singapore.
Definitely.
They don't see the whole range. So it's really not kind of like a
unfair judgment.
Yeah, a balanced judgment.
Alright, we're gonna take a break now. We're gonna go into the first song. It's Now We Will. I think many people who know West Grand Boulevard must know this song. So yeah, here's Now We Will, West Grand Boulevard. We'll be right back.
Your darkest hour. Now we will
Alright, we're back with West Grand Boulevard. Okay, let's talk about Brian. Let's see. Daphne was just introduced into the band. When was it?
February 24th.
Yeah, so a lot of people have gotten used to Brian and everything, and I think that there's been a lot of if you want to say it that way, that Brian left and everything. So what do you have to say about that?
I think it's a natural response.
I mean, we knew that would happen regardless. So I mean, it didn't even matter what we did or not, what we did and did not do, because there will always be flack for whatever you do. There will always have people who have their own opinion. It's only up to you to whether you let their opinions affect you. Recently, we've tried to keep only a positive mind, regardless of what people have said. We just want to keep going. We don't see a reason why we should back down if we're all into the music.
Yeah. I mean, picking Daphne was a unanimous decision. You know, if people don't support the band's decisions, then, you know, I mean,
not a real fan.
Yeah, you know, people always talk about musical integrity. The bands should, you know, do what they believe in. We believe Daphne was the right choice.
So I'm sure you did, whatever was the best for the band, right?
If people don't respect that, then, you know, there's not much we can do about it.
So, moving on, how has, Daphne's introduction to the band changed the direction of the band musically?
Is there any difference, between Brian and now, that you have to make changes to accommodate Daphne's vocals or anything
Actually, she almost came completely ready.
Yeah.
And we were quite surprised at how almost too easy it was that we could just change it. Not to change, but, for it to,
adjust
for,
to it.
For her to make the songs her own.
Yeah.
And she really has made the songs her own.
From a technical standpoint, her vocal range is very wide, so she was able to adapt the song. She has a very good sense of melody, so she's been singing for a long time.
Yeah, sorry.
And for those of you who are a bit ignorant, the Daphne we're talking about is Daphne Koo of Singapore Idol fame. Do you think that Daphne's introduction into the band has made the band more popular in the, Daphne's attracted fans for you guys?
I think she attracted the male population somewhat. it's double-edged, you know. Some are fan for Brian, some prefer Daphne. And on Daphne's side, some of her fans probably preferred her doing pop. And some of her fans might enjoy the fact that now she's doing something a little more rock-oriented.
Okay, let's move on. We're going to talk a bit about Eric right now, because I'm a big fan of his guitar. His beat-up Gibson SG, right?
It's a Gibson SG custom.
Oh, it's a custom, all right. So
it says custom, but it looks like it got put together with, five different pieces of guitars.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, it's... It's cool. I dare you to guess the age.
Okay, I think I've seen it for about let's say 2 years.
No, I mean how long do you think that thing is?
Oh, the guitar is?
Yeah.
Probably for about as long as you play 2 years, is it?
In a sense, because a lot of people have told me it looks like it's from the 70s or it's from...
Yeah, it does.
It's actually from 96.
Okay.
It's only 10 years old, but it's beat up so bad because originally it was a nice white and black.
White
and black motif. What happened is the guy... it even aged to a nice yellow and black. And then some guy that had it, for some reason, decided to change it to spray it silver sparkle.
Okay.
And then when it came to me, I was like, what the hell is that? And then so he shaved it down. So now if you look at my guitar, you can see the natural tone of wood. You can see the yellow, you can see the white, and you can even see the silver sparkle.
That's really cool, man.
But I love the guitar the bits, because for some reason, it just sounds a lot different from other instruments.
So you're the resident joker of the band. So tell us a joke.
Yeah,
you
tell us a joke,
sure,
man. Tell us a joke.
Yeah. You
really
oh,
sure?
No.
I'm gonna make my disclaimer, man. Seriously, man. For real.
No, just do it. Come on.
See what, huh? Why couldn't the pirate play cards?
I have no idea, man.
Because he was standing on the deck.
Oh my god, I've heard that before.
I actually made this one up for real. What do you call a stupid boat? Anybody?
An idiot. What?
Yeah, here's one that I made up. What do you call a star with smooth hands? A constellation.
Oh, man.
Right, that one really sucked.
You're not bad yourself, man.
We pride ourselves on being the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, really scraping.
At the bottom of the barrel itself, underneath, that's us right there.
So what's the obsession with ninjas and, all that stuff?
Oh, that's solely just Jude and Dharma.
Exactly. Jude and Dharma,
So Jude is not here now, to get the answer from Dharma.
Come on, ninjas are awesome. Do I really need to explain how awesome they are?
No, they are, but...
They're just inherently awesome. as you know, as the moon goes around the earth, as the earth goes around the sun.
And I heard you're awesome. A big Naruto fan also.
Oh, we're getting around.
Okay, we're actually big Japanese anime fans.
No. Jude and Eric are. I just like Naruto.
Because Jude and I are big fans of Samurai X and Bleach, man. They're amazing. No, seriously! We are all hidden geeks. We're not rock stars. We're hidden geeks.
They like anime. I like dinosaurs.
We talk about like hard drives and processor speed at night. That, just watch us.
That sounds very emo, man. Like dinosaurs and ninjas and, you know.
No. I was way into dinosaurs before dinosaurs.
All right, let's cut the shit.
Wait. You know what my favorite dinosaur is?
What?
The Iguanodon. You know why?
Why?
Because it gives the thumbs up.
It does?
Yeah, it's got these like spikes for thumbs. Yeah.
We're going to go into the second song right now. It's Bagwoods, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Feeling the stretch in
Alright, West Grand Boulevard just released the album today. It's called Waiting For You.
What is that name about?
We already got it actually. Is there like any significant meaning to the album? Like, like the song?
Well, I think if I remember what Daphne said properly, she said that she believes that everybody in a sense is waiting for something. Everybody would be able to relate to the fact that regardless what it is, it may even be waiting for the bus, but you are waiting for something. My personal opinion is that we're waiting for you.
What about the songs in the album? Is it just a collection of WGB songs, or is it put together with a special significance?
Well, the songs on their own are significant to us. The order, we kind of based it on a set list that we were doing, so it's not like an epic story style thing.
So what about the production of the album? You guys work with Leonard Susse of Snakeweed Studios. How has it been recording with him and the whole recording process and everything?
He's been amazing, seriously. That guy is God. Like, no offense to anybody of any religion, but that guy is God, man. He can make magic happen, seriously. He is the wizard of the Grand West. He is the reason why we see. Nothing bad comes out of his computer.
He's at the top of his game. He really knows what he's doing. So when we go there, we trust him to do it well. And of course, he does it like better than well. He's just like amazing.
So what can like your fans expect from you guys?
Yeah, you know, hopefully we'll be doing lots of shows, having lots of fun, making lots of friends, doing tours.
Are there any shows planned as of yet?
Actually, the other thing that happened recently was the fact that we just got signed to Funky Monkey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're really cool people because they're all musicians as well. Eric Ng has done us a billion favors and everything. He even got me a new guitar, hink hink. And it was really cool, honestly. And then we're really looking forward to working with them because they're just such great people. They're, like, a few of them were here, like, give it up to Wendy and Jiawei and stuff. Because their crew is just so great.
Yeah.
They're really nice people, and
they're going to be publishing our music, and they're also going to be managing us. That's cool because that will give us more time to, like, you know, get back into producing music.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have overseas fans and everything. Do you have any plans to take your music?
It's cool. Like, we get fan mail from, like, Belgium and stuff. Hey, we could tour Belgium, you know, rock on. So, it's like spreading in the States, spreading in the UK.
We've also personally got family in other countries. And as you know, like, because I'm Filipino, Filipinos are like ants, they're everywhere. So, I mean, hopefully that will come into play and it will help in some way.
Realistically speaking, I think we'll just push it, see how far we can go, and have as much fun as we can doing it.
Alright, you heard it from the man himself. This is West Grand Boulevard, guys. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, go check them out, purevolume.com/West Grand Boulevard.
Yeah.
And you guys have a MySpace, you can check them out also.
Yeah.
MySpace.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, myspace.com/West Grand Boulevard.
And in case you guys don't know, I'm Noura here.
Yeah, and I'm Lil Rampage. This is West Grand Boulevard saying goodbye. The song we're going to end with is Waiting For You. We hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for the next show. Thank you very much.